And Roger Aldridge is down at boundary side. I believe he's with Grant Myers.
Yeah, thanks very much, King. Well, Grant, I know it's you can't read anything into the result per se, but the performance itself tonight obviously would have been a little bit disappointing despite the players you did have out.
Yeah, definitely. We didn't come up here to lose by nearly 70 points to quite a young team. It is very disappointing. We can't look too much into it apart from seeing where it broke down for us and where we can improve on, and we got to make sure we do that come next game against Essendon and then into round one.
Alex Sexton, of course, kicked six goals tonight. He's had a couple of good performances against the Cats. He does seem a tough matchup for you guys.
Yeah, he's a very good player. I reckon he's one of the most underrated players in the league. Doesn't get as much media attention up here, but he's a very good player. I'm not sure to the extent where he got the goals from, but we'll definitely look into that. And we've just been round two, so we'll definitely want to lock down on him and a few others that did really well.
Grind Kingy up in the K-Rock box with Koza, Nealty and Bucky. You just seemed flat at times tonight. Did you sense that out there as well?
Yeah, guys. Yeah, definitely. There's definitely, like, when we came out, I think it was the third quarter, I felt like we were up and about and it was real good, but then it definitely just dropped off. And I think the biggest thing was our communication wasn't there, especially compared to a younger side. And we have a few experienced players, and even me, Chook and stuff, we're quite experienced players now, so we should be louder than them and talking to each other. And I felt like the talk really dropped off for a lot of parts of the games.
What was the messaging from Chris Scott at three quarter? Or did Chris coach not? Usually sometimes he can delegate through the Marsh series. Was he taking most of the quarter and three quarter time addresses, or were other coaches sort of involved in that?
Yeah, he was. His half time was saying, just like, we didn't come up here for this. But it also, like, it is a JLT game. We're trying new things. We're trying to take the ball through the middle a lot more and see how it turns out. And sometimes it didn't work. The greasy conditions got us sometimes as well. So we need to analyse it, and I don't think we need to look into it too much, but yeah, there's definitely stuff we can take away.
Grant, Mark Neild here. So just on that point, you don't think Chris and the rest of the coaches will analyse it too much. What have you actually got in front of you? Have you got a couple of days off? What's the plan from here, if indeed you know it?
We got 3 days off now heading back to Melbourne. It's kind of just that extra little break before you get into the real tough game part of the season. So everyone will get that little rest. Like, the running part of pre-season will be done, but now it's into getting your body right for playing a game on Saturday and getting it right for each week from there on.
Okay, that's good. Thank you for letting your fans know that one. The next one would be, so you mentioned a bit about the communication and you felt at times you were out-communicated by the Gold Coast Suns. So without the likes of, you know, Joel Selwood not playing, who do you think should be the players, or what were the experienced players like? Who were you looking to for some guidance out there?
I think everyone, it's quite a cliche, everyone should be talking, but everyone really should. Anyone that gets brought up here, you're in the AFL side and you've all been a leader at some stage throughout your life, whether it be under 18s, under 16s, under 12s even. Like, you all should be able to talk and know the game plan and tell each other to go where and when, and when you're on to go fast and slow. And I don't think that was really out there tonight. We had Danger and Hawk go in and out of the bench, but I think they were talking, but I think it was more the younger players. They were just a bit more mute.
Grian, it's Ian Cohen. Look, well done tonight, obviously, and it's a matter of getting the cobwebs out and getting stuck into it. Did you notice anything with the younger guys coming in? I mean, you're only, in relative terms, when you have a look at how many games Gary Ablett's played and Danger and a few others, you're only 5 minutes into the business as well. What have you noticed about the youngsters coming in, and what have you noticed about your approach this year that has maybe been different to last year?
Yeah, it's definitely different in the sense of pre-season. I can go into it not thinking I'm getting a game every week, but I can definitely schedule around knowing that I'll be in AFL contention and being prepared for AFL football instead of being up in the air of if I can get a game, if I can, squeeze into the JLT team like that. But a lot of players have put their hand up, as we've come up with four debutants today and a few others that are new, relatively young and haven't played much football. So I think we can really take something out of that part of it, where a lot of players are putting their hand up. It's been a really tough pre-season with a lot of our older boys out, but everyone's really done quite well.
Grian, we really appreciate your time, mate. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Commiserations. I reckon we spoke after JLT last year down at... where were we? I reckon we were at GMHBA Stadium and you hadn't played a senior game yet. Amazing where 12 months can take you. Good luck for second year of AFL level footy, hopefully, for you. And look forward to seeing you in Colac in about a fortnight's time.
Thanks, boys. See you there.
Grian Myers joining us. Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Third year on the list for Grian. And, of course, last year playing every game, 25 games, 28 goals in a breakout season. Of course, Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Great to have them on board.